Welcome back into In Focus, News Radio KMAN, trucking along on a Wednesday morning with USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and School Board Member Kristen Brighton. Had a caller over the break who asked a question here. They weren't able to stay on the line, but they were asking if students wanted to remain remote, could they do so through Virtual Academy?
Well, two answers to that same question is we do have a virtual academy that's different than our normal K-12 system, and they operate on some different rules and do that, and that's for grades 6 through 12 that people can apply to and go into, but that is a different process. But we allowed remote learning on all of our K-12 schools, and people were allowed to choose that at the beginning. So I think that's going to continue. I don't see that going away. I think the demand of it is pretty high. There was 1,500 kids, you know, that signed up for full remote learning at the start of the year, you know, and that's bigger than most of the districts around us are. You know, it's a 4A district along with our 6A district of in-person kids. So, yes, I think remote will be an option now, whether it's through Virtual Academy or whether through our remote learning, it's there. And a point I wanted to make while we're talking about remote learning is a big win this week for us, and I think for families, was our governing body, the Kansas State Department of Education, announced that they would replace our remote learning logs, where everybody would track their time and activities with parent assurances. And that'll save a lot of paperwork and I think really decrease the stress level of our staff and families who have been struggling to fill those out, especially families that are working and doing dual things at the same time. Really worried about being accurate on that. And that's a funding piece for us as well. So we're really grateful for KSDE for stepping in and making a change when they heard what we had to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that is a big win, definitely. As far as donations and grants, let's talk about that next. We usually talk about this during the show. Kristen, do you have that information?
Sure. We just have two we're highlighting tonight. We have a $4,000 cash donation from Riley County Raising Riley to Eugene Field Early Learning Center for behavioral and mental health personnel. And then a $700 gift of a Canon M50 Creators Kit from Pacific House Media to Bluemont Elementary to be used by the teachers and our students of Bluemont as a tool to improve the quality and experience of virtual learning during the COVID-19 pandemic and beyond. So a total of $4,700, and as always, we're super appreciative of people in the community and organizations for their support of 383 programs and students.
All right, very good. You know, there's a lot of construction going on in the district. The other day, I drove by Manhattan High's West Campus and saw all of the excitement going on over there. That just recently got underway, I know. But let's talk a little bit about construction, specifically starting there. What's the latest as far as the process there?
Moving dirt. I think that's summarized into two words, moving dirt. I know it's kind of hidden. You'll see a lot of trucks coming in and out of the neighborhood through our back entrance up by the zoo. But we have moved how many thousand? Did you go to site council last night, Kristen?
On Monday, site council, Principal Dorr said they had 1,700 dump truck loads of dirt as of Monday, and they're still moving it.
Goodness.
Quite impressive. So, yeah, that project's just getting rolling. I'd like to highlight that College Hill Preschool is coming toward the last month or so of construction. So we're looking at doing some finishing touches. I know we're waiting on a playground toward the end of the month, but we should be looking at finishing that building in time to transition around Thanksgiving is what we're hoping. So super excited about College Hill. And the other projects seem to be moving along quite smoothly. I think we'll have some GMP proposals coming up for the warehouse coming up soon for the rest of Bergman, and Marlatt Elementary are next up on our list. So grateful for construction. We've had some good weather.
Yeah, no doubt. And if I remember right, the Parks and Rec Department is working on a naming of some of the facilities too here. The Douglas Center was being one of them, but also the two rec centers at the middle schools.
Yep. I think they're working on that, and I think they were trying to find a way to engage our students in that as well.
Very good. Oliver Brown Elementary, how's that coming along?
Oliver Brown's, it's fun to watch it go up. They've actually got some finishing brick on the north side of the building. Still have a lot of walls going up, but the base is there. They've been able to work. It's looking real good. It's looking like should be able to finish toward the end of this school year.
Right. All right. What else do we have on the meeting tonight? I know that we talked early learning. It looks like there will be a report on that here tonight from Elizabeth Nelson and Andy Hutchinson.
Yep, they're going to give a little update on where we are early learning wise in the district. So real excited to see that team. They always bring some energy and a good perspective. So it's always a fun report.
Cool. I know we talked about this recently in our news, but I did find out last week that there's we probably should highlight this even more in case people haven't heard the free meals. There's a federal grant program, and I didn't know about this until I heard about it last week. But I know my daughter's been having a lot more hot lunches lately because it's available.
Yep, that was a change the federal government kind of put in place through winter break, unless money runs out from the feds, about having free lunch and breakfast available for students. Now, we've been trying to juggle how to do that with our hybrid students at home and our remote students full time. Stephanie Smith, she's awesome. She finds the way, and she tries to find a good way to serve people and make meals available to all the kids in the community. So yeah, we're back to summer rules, which is 1 to 18 free lunch available and breakfast too.
Yeah. You know, if I could put a nomination in for Employee of the Year for USD 383, I would nominate Stephanie Smith for sure.
She'd be right up there in my book. She'd be well-deserving.
Yep. All right. Well, that's going to wrap things up here for today. And again, remind
people.
Hey,
Brandon, could I get announcements real quick?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Can I read them super fast?
Sure.
I'd like to remind everybody that September 25th is a school day. If you printed off the original calendar back in March, we changed that a couple of times. So that is a student attendance day, regular day for your B group should be at school, A group remote. K-State announcing that they will not have spring break. They consolidated their schedule, and that does not change 383. We would still plan on having a spring break. With the stress levels we have, my guess is we're going to need it about that time. And then reminder of parents learning through COVID. Our district, Michelle and Tess, have set up a website where you can get access to pages about Canvas, tech help, resources, at-home learning extensions for elementary students, frequently asked questions, and more. So I know they've been putting out a lot of videos, how-to videos, and help videos as well. So feel free to visit our website and look those things up too.
All right. And again, the meeting is tonight, 6:30. I'm sure there'll be quite a bit of public comment here tonight, and you can view that. That's on the YouTube channel now. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, YouTube channel for the meeting if you want to tune in virtually. Eric Reed, Kristen Brighton have been our guests here today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for the first half of the show. We will talk with Kevin Ingram from Manhattan Christian College up next.